Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie. It's a glorious, glorious Friday.
Woo! It's Friday.
It's Friday.
And that's all glorious.
And it could be Free Fry Friday, which is really
weird.
You
never know.
It is. It's Free Fry Friday at McDonald's. However,
Free Fry Tuesday at Arby's.
Yes, but the problem I have with Free Fry Fridays at McDonald's, their free fries just don't taste as good as their regular money bought fries.
Oh, my gosh.
And usually things that are free, I'm always like, this tastes awesome for nothing.
Yeah.
But sometimes they're fried. I'm like, I could have
passed
them.
Sorry, Mickey D's.
I don't need them. Because I don't usually get fries anyway.
They're like, it's like cardboard.
You might as well just
give us 10 cents off or something on our coffee.
Yeah, 10% off, 20%, anything. Yeah. But no, we get it, you know. Well,
Free Fry Friday.
Yeah.
I spit on free fries.
Well, it's so funny because every week we get to Friday and we're doing our podcast, and I'm always excited about our podcast, but I always feel like the week has gone by so incredibly fast.
Yes.
Like time, I'm in a time warp.
Yes.
I don't know what's going on. I am slipping in and out of, universes and timelines and all this good stuff. And then this week has been the longest ass week.
What has been going on with this week? It's just like cement.
And I, you know,
going so
and I
slow.
Just got a text, by the way. Don't know if this is a deal or not.
Is it a sign?
I don't know. Cracker Barrel is saying, hey, you can get a half a gallon of strawberry lemonade for free at your pickup if you purchase prime rib, heat and serve family dinner. I don't usually care.
I have no idea where Cracker Barrel is.
Well, you know why I'm on their list? Because we were going to get Thanksgiving dinner at Cracker Barrel last Thanksgiving.
Oh, yes.
And so consequently, I have not taken myself off the list.
Yeah.
And I haven't been to Cracker Barrel in years.
Yeah.
Years.
No.
But I'm like,
the
wow.
Commercials look good.
Well, I think to myself, I can take this to go. Sometimes I think about getting their chicken fried steak. It looks pretty
on waffles.
Wild.
On right? waffles.
It looks pretty darn good.
Yeah.
And no, I don't go. I just, it's like an hour away. Seems like a big hassle. And if I'm treating myself to a nice meal, I don't typically pick Cracker Barrel. I don't know why.
No.
I would rather do,
I don't know, maybe Outback or something.
Exactly.
And even they are, you know, kuzimka sock sometimes.
Yes, but you know what? Usually their steaks are consistent.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, that's what you want.
Well, you know what else is consistent, though, that we've had good luck with?
Mm.
Is it Texas Roadhouse?
I'm always consistent with Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, I get the yam.
Yes.
With the
works.
Yes.
Yeah. The brown sugar. Why not? You basically get sugar and then add a little sweet potato to it.
Yeah. Sugar on top of sugar with a healthy golden yam.
Yummy, lovely orange yam. Exactly.
Yeah, I guess you would say orange because orange is the new black.
Is it? There you go.
How was your week, sweetie?
It was effed up crazy. We had a driver last week. We might have mentioned it last Friday that we had an incident with a driver that
we should say just a little bit that we have a FedEx business.
Yes, we have a couple of businesses, small business owners, and we are a small business owner so that this was literally our
whole plan was so that we could not work.
Yes, we just managed not to work. We've never worked harder in our life. We're like, this is nuts.
Should we have thought this out a little bit better?
But it's been exciting times.
It is.
My brain has expanded its neurotransmitters or whatever those are called. And my synapses are expanding and firing on all levels and firing on cylinders.
Yeah.
I've never felt more successful.
You seem to be a little on crack today.
I am. I've never felt more successful and more like a failure at the exact same time. I didn't think it was possible.
That is called the being at the axis of a cross.
Ooh, good.
Right
okay,
there.
Right there in the center.
Between the horizontal and the vertical.
Well, it's so funny you say that because...
It's peak.
Good. I like that because in the corner of Palatine and Rand, which is like dead center in the middle of our territory, it is literally crack center. Not people are on crack. It's just a hub for the most activity in our yard, territory.
Is it really?
Yeah, and it was like it's a cross, you know, it crosses okay. right there in the yeah. middle, and it's dead center, yeah. and you're like, that is what I would call our crack center.
And yeah,
okay. So I'm saying.
And yeah. where is your crack center? Right in the middle of FedEx and Brownberry.
Exactly. Is that what they're calling it nowadays, Brownberry?
No. Well, that was our second business. But yeah. let's go back to the incident.
Yeah. So, well, last week we had several instances.
We did.
Which was just weird. Just weird.
I think it was like about five.
Yeah.
Maybe six.
And there was just no reason. I mean, we've got long-term drivers that go to the same people all the time. And somehow, just, you know, every one
Let's
of our...
Let's start out with the minor thing.
Yes.
We got, I guess the police got a call saying that one of our drivers was the, I don't know, he was the noise ordinance.
Yes.
That's what he was
Too much
doing.
Noise.
Yes. Yeah. And so we had to, FedEx gave us a quick call and we had to stop that and silence the noise.
Yes.
And, you know, it was like the Macarena.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun.
In the middle of the day.
Hey, Macarena.
And they go, they move, the driver moves on. So it's not like, you know.
He's there for 2 minutes at the most.
Yes, exactly.
But the police were called.
Yeah.
Second incident?
Well, one of our drivers, who's a professional photographer, asked one of his customers if they would like to be a model.
At a photo shoot.
At a photo shoot. She thought that was...
Yeah, he's in his 50s. She's in her 20s.
She's barely 20.
Yeah.
And she thought that was code for something else.
She thought it was an awkward...
Awkward moment, and she felt uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So...
She called her manager.
Yes, who called us. Yeah. Though I had to give an assurance that it would never happen again. Yeah. And also, I can't, and he can't come back. And I'm like, well, then you don't get your packages. I'm sorry. Yeah. From now on, you no longer get your packages.
Yeah.
But that's not what I said.
Yeah.
You know, gratefully.
This was Dick's Sporting Goods, by the way.
Yeah. With a name like Dick's Sporting Goods, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's a little nasty name anyway.
Yeah, maybe we don't even want
to
go
yeah,
there.
Yeah, we're embarrassed and awkward to go there.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it. And finally, we are on a Friday afternoon. One of our drivers had an altercation with another customer, barely an altercation.
And barely a customer. I mean, he was a manager at a country club that
yes.
we go to.
I say customer. But the truth is, each driver could have 100 customers a day. And sometimes, when you think about it, 100 customers, we have to drive to another location, park it, turn it off, and go deliver somebody's packages. 100 a day. And if you get one customer that is demanding of like, hey, I need these boxes in back. I need these, whatever, you know, and so forth.
And you want to do the favor.
Sorry, I'm laughing because my mom was micromanaging me that moment, and I just thought it was funny. That's all. You're like, hello. She gave me the umpire sign, like, slow it down. You sound like you're on crack.
I'm having a hard time hearing you.
That's fine. I get you. No, I'm just saying that organically I giggled, and if the audience is like, why did Julie giggle?
Yeah.
And that's because my mom was micromanaging me.
Okay.
But I want you to.
Okay.
Because I want to be better.
Right.
But organically, it caused me to giggle.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. Because it's funny.
No. It just caused me to giggle. Like, I'm just telling a story. And like, and my thought is, what? How am I telling this wrong? You know?
Oh, I'm sorry.
And it's not. I was telling it fast. And you want me to lower my voice, take my time. I get you.
I'm just saying, we got an hour to fill here.
And girlfriend, when I get going, literally an hour is not.
You can feel it.
I can feel it. Yeah. And I know that's not good either because I don't like to hear my own voice. Especially when I hear the recordings, I think I'm talking way too much.
Or fast. Yeah.
I don't ever think that much anymore because have you heard Ben Shapiro? Holy mother of God.
Yeah.
He puts into his 2 hours.
I can't even.
You know, you've heard of, you know, speed reading. I'm speed listening to him.
Yes.
I'm like, what the hell is this?
We usually slow him down if we listen to him at all.
Yeah. I'm not listening to him because it's the same stuff all over the place, you know.
Yeah.
And also, when you see him in person, not in person, but, you know,
yeah,
on TV or whatever. Actually, yeah. I feel like he
It doesn't compute.
No, he comes across like I'm barely 12 years old.
And I'm sane. But,
yeah.
But then get me in front of my podcast.
Yeah, I'm sane and I'm barely 12 years old.
Yeah. Ben Shapiro will certainly be 13 and be at his bar mitzvah.
Yeah. Please send checks to here. I would appreciate that. So it's just disconcerting to me because I'm like, it's not computing, you know, yada, yada, yada. And he talks incredibly fast. So when I feel bad about how fast I talk, I listen to him. I'm going, I got double.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm fine. Good. You know, the new generation talks much faster than me. I don't get
who
it.
Who knows why?
Because they're listening to their podcast at 1.5 speed.
Also, too, they talk fast because in TikTok world, everything's done, or in tweet world, everything's done in like 30 seconds or less. And so you got to say a lot of stuff in that little bit of time.
For sure.
I show a lot of cleavage.
I do both. I talk fast and show a lot of cleavage.
Show a lot of crack.
I do that. I have no problem doing that as well. None. You know,
but you didn't finish the story about the Friday incident.
Okay, so we found out that he could no longer work for us until it was investigated. And now, which to me...
A FedEx investigation.
Yes, to see if he broke the contract.
It's pretty scary.
And if he did, is it fireable? Because we have no choice on this matter. And it was funny because I'm just like... So I started on Monday. I knew that he was disassociated with us. Which means he couldn't come to work. But I thought that meant he was fired. Mm-hmm. So I started my Monday off with that. And then as I talked to one of the managers at FedEx, they're like, no, that's not, I don't want to give you the wrong impression. It just means he can't work for us until we investigate. I'm like, okay, everything's a fucking mystery and a riddle with FedEx.
And they all talk to you like this.
Very neutral.
It doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with us.
And you will never hear me raise a beat. I don't raise a beat or nothing.
Correct.
So that began, first off, being down two people, which is literally one third of our staff.
Right.
So that was a little more than that.
A little tough.
About 40% of our staff was gone for 4 days. Yeah. And
which means that your dad, my husband,
had to do the worst route. And it was kind of cute because he did the worst route, the biggest route, but the most compact, but the biggest, heaviest route. Because our long-term employee who helped me design the route then, you know, said, listen, I'm going to be really honest with you. Why don't you just let me do my route and help you out a little bit and help Tom out a little bit instead of giving me a whole new route.
Right. And it kind of made sense.
It totally made sense. It totally made sense.
Correct.
And I'm like, you know what? Why not? And then 2 days in, though, he was like complaining how hard his route is. I'm like, you're home at 4 o'clock every day.
Yeah.
4:30, you're home.
You start at 9:30.
And you're home at 4:30. You're home.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to hear about it, but I'm just like texting. I'm like, I'm so sorry. You know, I appreciate it. You did great. All is good. Yada, yada, yada. So, so that's one thing. And so now the investigation goes into FedEx world, and it feels like, because all you want is an answer. Mm-hmm. If it's not, if I'm going to have to fire him, well, they don't tell you to fire him. They just said, you don't have to fire him. That's your.
He can still work for you.
He can still work for you.
He just can't work at FedEx.
Yeah. Like,
okay.
I can't, well.
In the twisted world of FedEx.
Yeah.
That's an okay thing.
You don't have to go home. You just can't stay here.
Right.
I'm like, okay. And it's 3 a.m. So whatever. You know, okay. You know, closing time. I get ya. You know. So here we go. Day one, not sure. But, you know, and then, you know, day two, I get a hold of, you know, they wanted videos of the incident, and we record everything. So I sent them videos. Yes. And it kind of shows a little bit that, but not really. You can hear a squirmish, but you don't hear, don't see anything.
Yeah. But what you do see is this guy following.
Yes. This guy following our driver. Yeah. And he would have to walk about 30 yards or 40 yards. Like, why are you following our driver? So it does look suspicious.
Go, why are you in my face?
Why are you in my face, dude? Why are you in my face? You know? And then finally, I'm talking to our driver, and he's like, and he's feeling more and more dejected.
Right.
Because, by the way, he just had a baby literally 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
You know, he's moving. He doesn't know what's going on. His wife doesn't work because she's just had a baby. And he literally, this is like, he's just stressed.
And also, too, he has a little girl.
Yes.
By another baby mama.
Yes.
And he has to take her every Friday. Yes. But that's not it. But he has to sort of pay that baby mama.
Yep.
So he's in a tight squeeze.
So these days off are, and he told me about it, and he knew he had done wrong. You could feel, you know, he could hear the dejection in his voice.
He needed a couple of days off to really realize that.
Yeah, though. He did. And then
he's a little bit of a hothead.
And then so finally, you know, I'm literally pushing this river though. I feel like it.
You know that you are.
It is getting done. But if I'm not asking people, I think they would have taken their own sweet time. Yeah. And so finally yesterday or on Wednesday, I'm like, you know, this investigation should have been over. You know, they talked to my employee. My employee told me about it right away and said that the guy at the country club said he was having a really bad day.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to get anybody fired.
Right.
He feels bad about it. Yada, yada, yada. So,
and this is a long-term client.
Yeah, there's just no reason. It's just bizarro. It's like somebody stepped into an alternate reality.
Yeah.
And so, and then finally, you know, yesterday morning, yesterday morning.
Yeah.
I called up the manager and I said, hey, have you heard anything? And she's like, no, I haven't, but as soon as I will, I'll let you know. And I said, well, if I can recommend him being trained and better and then staying, that would be great because I do think he doesn't deserve to be fired. And she goes, listen, we don't judge this situation at all. Either he broke the contract and can no longer be work for FedEx or he didn't break the contract. Like, okay, good to know. It's black and white.
And then you called the guy who investigated.
Yes. And I said, and she goes, we don't know until we get the investigation done.
Right.
And I said, well, just to let you know, I had talked to the gentleman who got the investigation done, and he said he sent you the final report.
Oh, really?
Yes.
He did.
And he goes, oh, well, I will look through my emails.
Good for you.
Yes. Good. So nothing happened for hours. I just want to know. Because it is not easy hiring new people.
It
takes
easy.
Weeks, if not months.
And also, we're looking just for part-time people.
Yes. So I do have a couple people in the pipelines, but it's not just that effing easy. And they had to pass safety, you know, procedures and all this
stuff.
And
it's getting hard. Like when we started 2 years ago, it's like 200% harder now to hire somebody than it was 2 years ago even.
Yes.
They keep getting tighter and tighter restrictions.
And also the quality of candidates are not there as much. Like they don't have the experience. They don't have the upper. So you're literally taking someone who wants to learn.
Yeah.
And mostly what I'm looking for is a spark of responsibility.
Yes.
And so this one kid has come up to the plate. He's shown up every time for training. He's texted me every time. And I'm like, great, because the other five or six candidates, I haven't even interviewed them yet because they keep blowing me off.
Yeah, that's
I'm like, so in your world, maybe they're on unemployment and they have to apply to jobs every day. Who knows? You know? But there's always one person that kind of rises, and that's the one you want to help out. So, yada, yada, yada. So finally, I'm talking to another manager, the second manager in charge, and we're talking about something. I think we're talking about, he said that our one vehicle needs a new inspection, yada, yada, yada. And I said, and it won't be able to be loaded if it's not inspected. And I called him up right away. I said, it's due today, which is Friday. I go, but we have everything scheduled over the weekend and a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I go, so you will load it on Friday, though, right? You'll load it Friday. Mm-hmm. And he goes, yeah, I just need
to. According to your contract, I can load something up till midnight.
Midnight. Well, I don't plan on working at midnight, but okay, I appreciate it.
But that's, everything is according to the contract.
I'm like, well, just, I know, but can we just speak without legalese?
No, you can't.
You know, no, exactly. And then I said, hey, have you heard about Lewis yet? You know, I want to know.
Just said his name.
I
that wasn't his name.
That really wasn't his name. Because I don't say it correctly. So anyway, he goes, I think I saw an email. And so he read me the email. And, you know, I personally am going to have to kiss FedEx's butt for a while. And but he's able to come back to work. The investigation cleared him of grossly breaking the contract. Mm-hmm. But I have to come up with a plan.
But the end result was he didn't break the contract. Okay, so we found out that he did not break the contract with FedEx, but they were grossly disappointed.
Yeah, they were disappointed that it got this far.
Right.
And I will have to assure them that it will not happen again, and how will I assure them that it won't happen again?
With more training, a letter, and like you said, kissing their butts for
a little bit. Really just horrible. Yeah. I mean,
but that was... But there were other little, just a lot of little things that we, not to bother you, but then at the very end, we were parked in front of our county market, which is
our grocery store.
Our grocery store, and there was an older gentleman that parked right next to us, and I went like, "Oh my God, this guy's coming in hot!"
Yeah,
next to us, and then I heard.
Yeah.
And he just, you know, the back end of our, driver's side.
Yes.
He just. Yeah.
Scraped.
And he gets out and he goes, oh, I'm so sorry.
He was really a nice guy. Yeah, he was nice older guy.
He had a hat on that said, oh, I was wounded in World War II.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh my God. You know, and so we almost felt like it was, you know, like, we're sorry we were parked here.
Yeah.
But he said, you know, my insurance agent is State Farm, and of course we knew the agent because we had State Farm, and literally within 10 minutes it was like all taken care of. I mean, it was just like no muss, no fuss, but it was still a hassle, and we still haven't, you know, gotten the car fixed yet.
No, but we want to send him a thank you note for being such a good guy.
Did you ever feel like that we were sending him a thank you note for hitting us?
Yeah.
But we do have the check, and he's going to give us a rental car and all of this stuff. So here at the end of the week, we declared that this was it. It's over with.
Yes.
Mercury is no longer in retrograde. It is over.
Over.
Finally over.
Yes.
And then Normano calls up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And says, no worries, but I just hit a car.
Yes.
I backed up into a car. Oh, was it an old car or whatever?
Oh, no.
I was delivering to the Ford dealer.
Yes.
Oh.
And all the cars just got off their truck.
And a porter was just taking one of these brand new whatever out of the thing. And I backed into it.
Yeah. But he said it was his fault.
Yeah.
I'm like, but how can it be? Because I backed into him. I'm like, Normano, do you not know the ABCs? Never admit fault, especially if somebody's so eager to admit fault.
Yeah.
Oh, you did it? Oh, man, I'm sorry. That's too bad. Yeah.
Police were called. A report was made.
Yes.
And according to an email today, we're going to have to deal with another investigation.
Yes, another insurance level. How am I going to not prevent this from happening?
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know how to prevent this from
You've
happening.
You've got 8 drivers out in the streets
of
suburban Chicago.
And my father, who literally has been accident-free for decades.
Yeah.
Decades. And it's funny because I'm the safety czar there. And
Czarina.
Yeah. And they asked me, like, the first thing they get, well, is Norm your safety guy? I go, no. He goes, oh, that's wise.
Because, thank God.
Thank God. Because as soon as that happens, he
can't do it for another year or two.
He can't do it for another year. Yeah. So literally, you don't want to have a driver be your safety guy.
Which makes no sense. But that's how it works.
It's how it works.
Inside the crazy mind of FedEx. Or as we call it, Fed Up.
Yes. But today the world is good, right?
Yes.
Today the world is good. We got all of our drivers back. I've got a new guy coming in. He's rising like the cream to the top.
Yes.
And he might be good. You know, it's so
he will be.
He
I
will
declare
be good.
It.
It's so funny because on our ad, we're asking for part-time vacation / drivers. And so I said, ideally, what kind of hours you'd like? He goes, I really would like ideally a full-time gig. And I'm like, oh. I go, I thought to myself, you walked into that one, Julie. I go, well, that's not what the gig is.
But he can learn.
I go, but that's why I keep saying. Yeah. I said, FedEx is a juggernaut of he's
good
like,
word.
What? Juggernaut? Yeah, and I'm not talking about that Marvel character. No. You know, but kind of think of that.
What's his origin story?
Yeah. Yeah. He's upset. Trust me. He's always upset. But once you get in under our system and approved, you can not only work for us, but anybody else in the terminal.
Yeah. And it's like once you navigate that
juggernaut. Once you get in and you're good to go, you're good to go.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool.
Right.
So, and then something great happened. You know, what I realized was I got a beautiful gift from my cousin Jamie.
Yes.
And it was so funny because I want to say, how dare she? Because first of all, she puts it in her work envelope.
Yeah.
And her label is from a law firm.
Yeah.
Now, when you own a business and you own several businesses, the last thing you want
is something from a law firm.
From an attorney. You're like, what? Oh, I'm like, this week, what does somebody want from me? What pint of blood does somebody want?
Now what?
I go, yes, we're insured everywhere because that's what you got to have now. Mm-hmm. Insurance up the yin yang.
Yeah.
But what
assurance and insurance.
Yeah, I'm assuring that I'm insuring. All is good. And then I'm like, open it up. And I go, what is this? And I'm like, OMG. My third cousin, because she's my second cousin. My third cousin, her son, made these beautiful, he calls them sweet ass affirmation cards. And his website's Rage Create. RageCreate.com. And I love these beautiful cards.
Yes.
They really look like his personality.
And cousin Jamie knows us.
Yes. So she goes, these girls,
these would...
they would appreciate these cards.
And love them.
Love them and probably could use them. You know? I mean, we buy cards like these all the time.
I know.
Because we love these kind of cards.
Yeah. These are special.
And I always wanted to create my own. And so I was inspired.
Yes.
I'm like, oh my God, you know, Padre Pio might be knocking on my door saying, this is what I want for us.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, very cool. And then as I thought this, another message from Shia LaBeouf, who plays Padre Pio in a new movie coming up.
Shia LaBeouf does?
Yes, yes. Yep.
I guess I'm...
Or is he in a movie? He's also in it with
Ed Norton,
William Defoe.
Oh, let's just say that William Defoe is Padre Pio. Please,
okay,
please. Wait, you know what? Shia LaBeouf.
He could be young Padre Pio and old Padre Pio.
Okay, I'm okay.
I don't know.
I'm okay with that.
All I know is in the ethereal realm.
I'm going to produce the real Padre Pio movie. I
have faith, and I know you will.
Thank you.
I know you will. So I pulled out one of my sweet ass affirmation cards this morning.
Yeah.
And mine says,
I did too.
Today I will create some dope ass shit. Now, what I like about these cards, this is such his personality, which is young, you know, edgy.
Yes. Yes.
Fun.
Yes.
The kind of kid that
totally loving.
Totally loving it. Totally, you're just like going, you know, to feel that kind of energy.
Yes.
Where, you know, we're it's like about Abraham the cosmos. Hicks. Yes. It's about the cosmos. You know.
Yeah.
We're on
he's
that
a
line.
Starseed.
Yeah, he's a
we
star.
Are too, but we're a little older.
Yes, and we're more with angels. We're more with the divine. That's our language.
Yes.
Like the other day, you were channeling with Marcia, your good friend, and she just said to you, and you told me what she said. She goes, "Christine, when will you just realize that you're an angel?" Now, she doesn't mean like, oh, you're such a little angel. She didn't mean that. She meant literally, you are an angel on earth.
I know.
And so I have been running with that because I totally agree with her.
Running with angels.
Running with angels. I'm running with that.
.com.
.com. Running with angels. Because we were reading all the, yeah, Mom's like, I got to write that down.
I got to write it down.
I got to write that down. But we were talking about this idea of all the different roles angels do. And I'm like, this is you. This is totally you.
Yeah.
And you sometimes feel the world is not meant for you. Like, you just don't understand it.
100%.
Like, I got a Snapchat from Hill. And she's like, I don't understand this, but I just got the news that our former president has been indicted, and all I'm wearing is pajamas. If I would have known I would have gotten the news, I would have put on, like, a dress. I would have gotten all dressed up and, like, celebrated. I'm just wearing my pajamas. I feel I'm little, you know, and I'm
under
like.
Under a dress for the occasion.
Under a dress for the occasion. And I want to tell her, Hill, God love you. Do you think it matters? But it was cute because this has been like, we've got to get this done. And I'm like, okay, yada, 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 you know, and so forth.
Every time, by the way, every time Julie says yada, 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 she's answering a text. She read it. She narked on me this morning a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
I'm narking on her.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate that. Yeah. So let me just read. Can I just, first of all, these cards are so beautiful.
They are beautiful.
The only complaint I have
is
that because I'm older, I don't, there some of the backgrounds are dark because it's cosmic, and the writing is white.
Oh.
And sometimes I have a hard time seeing that.
Right.
But you, on the other hand, prefer dark background with white lighting.
Yes, I do.
So it's just because I got older eyes, but I got good glasses on. So you are creatively explosive, like a supernova. You play connect the dots with the stars and chew up asteroids for breakfast. When you create, you trigger infinite galactic parties full of stardust shooters, cosmos champagne, and extraterrestrial bong rips. The sun just initiated 111 solar flares in celebration of your triumphs. The moon just lathered herself in glitter and went streaking for your grace. As you honor your creativity, the universe honors you. It's time to make some dope-ass shit, dude. I love it.
That's just one card.
And it feels like
you can definitely meditate.
Oh, on that idea.
On that.
Oh, my God. Totally.
It's just brilliant.
It's brilliant. But it feels like all channel material.
Oh, yeah.
You know, somewhere he is tapping in to, you know, and into
that
power. And
celebrating with champagne.
Exactly. And so I effing love it because, you know, like I said, I'm more on the God spiritual side a little bit. But in my heart, I'm also like, I can't wait to become a planet one, you know, where we're able to control our weather and fend off asteroids. And by doing just that alone, who knows where we'll evolve to in 1,000 years, in 2,000 years. We might be able to really command our light body on, you know, there's that last scene in one of the Star Trek movies where, who's Princess Leia's brother? It's not Han Solo. I can't think, but you know what I'm talking about. Not Mark. Who
I don't know.
Okay. Anyway, he's sitting down in the lotus position, and he just vanishes.
Goes into his light body.
Yes. Into a beam of light. You're like, oh, there he was.
Yeah.
He just chose to leave.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, so like, I'm right there. I get that. So Heath's writing comes across to me like what I would like to write on a good mushroom trip, you know? Like, I see you, man. I'm right there with you. I'm right there, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm a good 20 years older than him, maybe. No, yeah. I mean, not that old. I don't know. I don't know how old he is.
This is Heath's, like, dream thing.
Yes.
I just love this.
I do, too. Which car did you pull?
Oh, yeah. I think he lives in a van. I think he lives the van life.
And he travels. Oh, he did. Yes.
Just so he can travel to all these, like, great, and, you know, like, forests and...
Yep. He's living the life where he can travel and see the world. And it's so funny because... this is just my own advice to anybody who wants to do that. Do it when you're younger.
Yes.
Because once you hit a certain age, it doesn't look attractive anymore.
No.
You're like, I want to sleep in my own bed.
That's because you saw that movie where all the old people
are living the van life.
They're living the van or even the car life.
Yeah.
And they have to poop in buckets.
Yeah. And I'm like.
And you're like, I am not having any of that.
That's not
going to
be my life, people.
I'd rather have FedEx.
Than
poop in buckets.
Yes. And I want my own bed. Like last night, we've got a puppy. Okay, so here we go. Now, the puppy sleeps in your guys' bedroom.
Puppy Libby.
Yeah, and she's crated and all that stuff are contained most of the night. But in the middle of the night, she starts yapping. And
at
then
2 o'clock every
Daddy
night.
Daddy then takes her and then sleeps with her. Yes. That's what he's chosen to do.
Well, he puts her between his knees and ankles.
Yes.
Because he sleeps straight on his back.
And he has a bowl.
And she loves that.
Yeah, she loves
and
that.
And he's got bowed legs.
Yeah, and he just
so it's
just
a perfect
right
cradle.
There. So when he's been gone, you said, Julie, could you sleep with me in my room? We got the seating, you know, the recliner.
Yeah.
Just sleep in the recliner so that when Libby, you know, you take care of her.
Yeah.
And
Daddy's been gone because he's been living in a motel.
Yes. And I go, sure, I'll
and
do
why
that.
Why has Daddy been living in a motel?
Because we were down two people at FedEx.
That's right.
Okay. So, but anyway, yeah. Last night he came home and I slept in my bed. And that first 5 seconds when you get into your sheets and they're clean.
Cold.
And it's cold. And you're just like, I love this.
It's yummy. Yeah.
It's yummy. I've done Airbnb and nobody spends good money on mattresses. That's why I prefer hotel rooms because they at least do. Yeah. And so anyway, I say if you think that's attractive to live the van life, do it when you're young. Travel when you're young.
And really, I mean, Norm and I did that.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had many vans.
But not just that. Dad was an over-the-road trucker.
Yes.
You guys made money while you guys lived that life, which was you traveled while making money. Yes, it was attached to a trailer, and you had a sleeper, but there it was. You had the van life.
But it is good to have some kind of a porta potty thing.
Yes.
That's the thing that you miss. You don't want to pee or poop in the bucket.
No, you don't want to.
You
want to
have something that, of everything, to me, that's what you need the most.
Yes.
Everything else you can kind of do.
Well, and
I mean, we've actually
stopped
at laundromats and washed clothes. And
oh, yeah, you can do all that stuff.
Yeah.
So you want to have a porta potty. But the truth of the matter is you kind of want to have an unspoken rule. Or a spoken rule, which is don't poop in the bus. You know, don't unless you really, really have to.
Right.
Let's pull over to the rest area. Let's not poop in the bus.
Yeah.
Or the van.
That's
or
true.
The semi.
I mean, that's really true.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just not poop in the bus. I mean, you guys know me. When I was semiing it, I had to pee in the I peed in drawers. You know, plastic drawers. Because
I mean, also just when you go to a truck stop. What do you find
plastic bottles full of urine.
Yeah. You think it's Gatorade or something like that. But,
yeah.
Oh, no.
No, no, no. Like,
no.
Wouldn't that be funny if at the Super Bowl, one of the choices, like, you're putting money down, what color is the Gatorade going to be? Dumped on the winner's head. And then you're like, urine. And they're like, what? Is that an option? Well, could be an option. So what car did you get, girlfriend?
What car did I get of the cool cards? Let me just see. Okay.
Which one did you get?
I got this one.
Okay, what'd you get?
It says, I love me just the way I am.
Aw. Aww.
I love you just the way you are.
Aww. Yeah.
And I say that to myself. I say that to you and to our audience.
It's like namaste.
I love you just the way you are. And it's so funny because I've been singing that song.
Really?
Yesterday I was in my head all day long.
Oh, that's fucking wonderful.
And this is
perfect. I love you just the way you are.
Same here, girlfriend.
And I love myself just the way I am. I agree.
Even though we're always trying to transform everything.
Ooh, pretty card, butterflies.
Isn't it beautiful? Mm-hmm. Do you want to read the back?
I will read the back because I've got my readers on.
Thank you. And okay. I don't. What do
I love it. On the back has a, you know, a caterpillar, and the front has a butterfly. Very cosmic looking.
And think about it.
Ragecreate.com.
A butterfly transforms into
a cocoon. The caterpillar
transforms into the butterfly.
Now, I have to say something. Are you not still just effing amazed that a caterpillar, does a web or creates a cocoon?
Yes.
And they say that literally the caterpillar, like, becomes nothing. Like,
it eats itself.
It oozes, and then it's like nothing, and then it turns into
a butterfly.
It's pretty damn amazing.
Yeah, and this, it's a chrysalis. It's called It's called an imago.
Yeah,
and it is. Here's the thing: it is. It's the bridge between the caterpillar and the butterfly, but it is in and of itself something.
Yes,
as well.
Well, and I'll tell you what: it is faith, faith. Explained, because you have faith that this caterpillar will turn into a butterfly.
Yes.
So here's what he says.
Well, also too, when you like, we live out in the rural area, and you know, when you see a farmer sow seeds in his field, he obviously has faith that it'll grow into a crop of some sort.
Exactly. Do you ever notice the little bugs on this plant that jump so high and move so fast? The velocity is mind-boggling. Every creature has its own superpower, its own magic. It doesn't matter if it's noticed by other creatures or not. External points of view have no impact.
Yep.
The fox isn't judging the bear for bathing in the river. The butterfly isn't making fun of all the caterpillars who haven't built their cocoons yet. That's a great line. That's a great line.
I know.
Everything is perfect, just as it is. Love yourself for the natural wonder that you are. Love everyone else the same. And what is namaste? The light in me acknowledges
honors the light in you. And the God in you.
I love that.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And, you know, it goes along with, remember we were talking last week about Zechariah Levi?
Yes.
And how he said he was kind of going through a dark period. And he had light therapy.
Yes.
And he had to expand his consciousness.
And Zechariah Levi is the guy who plays Shazam, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
I had to remember, like, who's Zechariah Levi? Yeah, okay, okay.
And basically he took himself out of the Hollywood scene and got himself an Airstream. He could afford something a little bit bigger than a van.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And, you know, went on his own quest.
Yeah.
That journey. I mean, everybody goes through a dark night of the soul.
Yes.
And the hope is that that is basically the chrysalis. That's the imago. And you hope that you can come out of that as the butterfly. You know, totally transformed, understanding the world and the cosmos in a grander, greater way, seeing things that, like, we may be bitching a little bit about FedEx, but we know that in this greater, grander scheme of things, it's really nothing.
And also, creating.
You call it a little blip on the radar.
Well, I was listening to Esther Abraham
and
Hicks.
And it is part of what we've created.
Yes.
With the universe.
We did. We co-created this situation.
Yes.
It wasn't just dropped in our hands and like say, here you go.
Yeah.
You know, like the way my uncle taught me how to swim. Literally, he just threw me off the diving board. Go for it. And I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Okay, Uncle
Steve. I'm sure that's what you were saying.
Yeah. I was like, what?
But you're a good swimmer now.
I'm a great swimmer, you know? And, you know, like Abraham Hicks, I heard this and I thought, I'd never heard of this before. But she says, think of, you know, the news wants to tell you all the bad stuff that happened the day. And here's what it really represents. Bleep. That's it. Because 99% of the stuff that happens in this world is good. It's awesome. We're creating.
Yes.
We're co-creating. We're loving. We're enjoying life. Call it all joy.
Yes. Count it all joy.
Count it all joy.
And when even though we're saying all this stuff, we have so much really good stuff happen to us.
Yes. All
like
the time.
We're having a shower for little Ashley tomorrow. No. Yes. Tomorrow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
even that's a miracle because the truth is I thought it was Sunday and I'm bringing all the food and like a week ago I was talking to her, to Hill, because we're doing it together and she's like, yeah, you get everything ready for Saturday? I go, Saturday? I thought it was Sunday. She goes, no, it's Saturday. I'm right. Like, oh, yeah, I get everything ready for Saturday. I will have everything ready for Saturday.
But even in this, I wanted to say too, mm-hmm. is like I'm ordering the cake, you know, and so we're trying to get the best looking cake, and there's only going to be like 25 people or whatever. So, I'm ordering a fairly big size cake, and so we're telling the story to the cake decorator, and we're saying we just want to, you know, do something really special because. Literally, Ash, you know, she lost her first baby girl.
Yes, exactly.
Sudden infant death syndrome. And it was really difficult and hard. And we had thrown her the first shower.
Yes.
And so we're throwing her this shower and we're explaining to her that this cake's going to be the center priest. And the lady goes, don't even.
I'm good.
I got it.
Yeah.
What colors are the theme? She goes, I am just going to load it up. And she goes, what about I do a lot of butterflies?
Of butterflies. Yeah. And I'm like, perfect.
And she got it.
She got it. That's what she wanted.
Once she heard the story, she was like, butterflies are transforming.
Yes, they are.
They represent hope.
Yes.
They represent the coming out of the struggle.
Yes, they do.
Passing through that dark night of the soul.
Oh, yes.
And into the, and they're all different colors.
Yes.
They're, and so that we had that.
Yes.
You know, we have all these great moments where people are just, you know, willing and ready to help us.
For sure.
And we're like, that was easy.
That was
that
easy.
That was easy.
Yeah.
That was easy. Like when the guy hit us.
Yeah. Literally, we had it all worked out within an hour.
Yeah.
I mean, the check in hand, basically.
And we went to the insurance. He was there. He kept apologizing.
Yeah.
We went to the, it was all on the way home.
Yeah, exactly.
And then the next day we got a little letter, you know, saying, I'm so sorry for any inconvenience this caused you. And,
and you're just like
on his wounded warrior stationery.
Yeah.
And I mean, this is the real truth.
Yeah.
In general, people are good.
And
if
also
you're good is, I mean, it's a thing. It's a back and forth.
Yeah, but in general though, I don't believe you can be out there in the world and co-create without getting a little messy.
Yeah.
So even though if you would have saw my face when it first happened, I must have looked like I was pissed.
Yeah.
Because I'm texting, I'm doing stuff. I had just said before.
Oh, that's truly true.
I had just literally said before I left, before this happened.
Listen, within a second.
And you said, Julie, do you remember what you said before he hit you? I go, no. You said, let's get the F out of here because
Everything is disintegrating. Yeah.
Let's get the F out of here.
And then I go, okay, but then you stop to do.
I got one final text.
And then during that.
Boom. I know. And I remember thinking it was an earthquake. I'm like, what the hell? You're screaming. I'm like, what's going on?
I didn't really scream.
We're like, ah. And I'm like, well, cause
I went, ah.
Yeah.
Like that.
Well, yeah, it was.
But I'm watching it happen.
But I felt bad because if he would have saw my face that initial, I must have looked really pissed.
Yeah.
I was just surprised.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, I'm like, hey, it's all good.
Good.
Take care of it.
Good.
Let's just get going.
Yeah.
So before we go, I want to just give, you know, Heath one more.
Thank you, Heath.
Yes.
And thank you, Cousin Jamie, for sending us this lovely little Easter gift. And even though it's not Easter till the next Sunday, we're celebrating early.
Yes.
Well, we're celebrating Palm Sunday.
Exactly.
What's in your palms?
Not much. Everything and nothing. So, girlfriend, how was the show?
Oh, Julie, even though you were on crack, I truly thought it was great.
It was a great. And go to
RageCreate.
It sounds .com. Just like it was great.
Oh, my God. It rhymes.
It rhymes. Have a great day, everyone. It was great.